You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I'm here.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys.
Hey ho, folks.
We came from the West Virginia cold.
Thanks for tuning us in. Here we are on Sunday, December 10th, 2017. And this is James Kelso. The show is live, as you can tell from the extemporaneous nature of everything that happens, flubs and so on included. And I'm just moved my operation from upstairs to downstairs here to the radio studio. To bring you our two-hour show today, the American Freedom Party Report / the Trump Phenomenon. So this is a good day, Sunday, with our two-hour show. It's really the best day for you to get calls in because we have time to, a little more time to expound. And I am soloing today, so all the more desirous of getting your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Well, there is every, I can promise you this. I'll give you a forward-looking promise. I will promise you on every day of the Trump phenomenon that there's going to be exciting news, great news. There has not been a day of the Trump administration or of the Trump campaign in which there was not more exciting news than we could possibly cover in the time that we have. And it only gets better and better as time goes on, as the Trump train gains momentum. And as his programs branch out, his best appointees doing their own great work. And so, again, today, that's our situation. We've got a lot of good things to report. And I will make this appeal to you folks out there. If you are one of those folks who really studies the news and or has some real expertise or some real skill at gathering information, please become, in effect, one of our correspondents on this show. I would love to put you on the air. And when we've already got some people like that who call in regularly and who are really good at picking up something that I may have missed in the course of the show. So if you're one of these people, please, I've got a whiteboard here. I'm going to write your name on it when you call in, and I'll make sure to highlight your calls in the future when you come in and pay attention and listen to you. But you folks out there really add a lot to the show. As Mike Rivero says, you're the smartest audience in radio, and it shows. So that would be super. I'm making that appeal to you. You may have never have called into a radio show before. Let me tell you, it's easy to do. The engineers at Republic Broadcasting in Texas, I'm way up here in North Dakota, but we're just an electron pipe away from each other. When they field your call, you're able to listen to the show while you're on the, while you're waiting on the phone or on your Skype headset or whatever you're using to communicate with. You can call by any means, and you'll be able to listen to the show while you're waiting to go on the air. And it's really easy to do. So, and then when you call in, just give the engineer whatever you like as a moniker, you know, Joe from Tennessee or whatever you want to call yourself. And you can, you can say anything you want. You can use any name and you can use any place you want, just so that there's a kind of a moniker. So when I call out your moniker, you recognize yourself, and it's time for you to go on the air. So give it a try. It's fun to be on the radio. And the audience enjoys also, by the way, hearing a variety of people and not to give any criticism. So those of you that are the best out there at calling into a radio show, but I do kind of encourage you to call. I wouldn't mind you calling every day. I don't know that I can put you on every day, but there are folks out there who just make a hobby out of calling radio shows. And so you know these names and so on. You'll hear three or four shows in a row where the same person calls every single show and always has an opinion on everything. I don't know. That's, you know, bless their hearts and appreciate their enthusiasm, but it doesn't necessarily make for great radio. I want to be kind there with those enthusiastic people. Well, let's see. Where will we launch in today? I guess the big story coming up, fasten your seatbelts, folks. Tuesday, the election in Alabama. I don't know when they'll start announcing exit polls on Tuesday. I don't know what their restrictions are going to be. It used to be that exit polls would come out really early in the day. I'm kind of glad that doesn't happen anymore, because what the media were doing back then, we now find out, is that they were lying early in the day to try to influence the vote later in the day by lying in the morning, saying, you know, Joe, I'll use that name again, Joe is sweeping the field in Tennessee, when in fact Joe wasn't sweeping the field, candidate Joe. But they're trying to get people to think that, knowing crowd psychology, herd psychology, that if people are told that somebody is sweeping the field, they'll want to vote. People want to vote for the winner. Some people are motivated by that. So they were using that trick. Anyway, they don't do that so much anymore. We have to wait till later in the polling to get anything like exit polls. And so we may have to wait to the close of polls in Alabama. I don't know. I haven't done my homework. Sorry. I haven't checked when the polls close in Alabama, day after tomorrow. But it may very well be by showtime. If any of you callers know, you might call in to let us know. If it's by showtime, we will definitely have some results pretty darn quickly in Alabama, and we'll be able to announce Roy Moore's victory. I'm assuming it's going to be a victory. Today we'll talk about the latest polls. The latest polls do show that Roy Moore is leading Doug Jones. And so that's all good. So we'll cover that story, the Roy Moore story. The other story I want to cover today, the other big story, I think these are the biggest stories out there, is the implosion of the Robert Mueller witch hunt. What did Donald Trump call it? I think he called it a witch hunt. Or kangaroo court. Give it whatever name you like. But the wheels are really coming off for old Bob Mueller. He is in deep trouble. It's the more people poke at his investigation and his team, the more we find out that, and this is remarkable, every single member of his team at every level, and he spent more than $7 million. Who knows actually how much he's really spent. They're all left-wing hacks. They're all Trump haters. They're all people with severe conflicts of interest that would automatically, by any cursory examination of their eligibility to participate in an impartial inquiry, these people would be kicked off the panel immediately. But Mueller has gone after only such people. He is so, his panel is so dirty, his team is so dirty, that as people like Greg Jarrett, will go to him today, Greg Jarrett, this great investigative reporter, legal specialist for Fox News, he has really destroyed Mueller. And he's coming up with more things every day. Let's see if I can get you something to start out with here that's kind of indicative of what he's doing. Also, John Nolte at Breitbart, he is taking Mueller apart piecemeal, just destroying the Mueller investigation. And the great thing, people like Congressman Devin Nunes of California and Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, Louis Gohmert, are now following up with the power that they have, the power of subpoena. They don't have the power of indictment, but they do have the power of subpoena, which is pretty strong stuff. And they are now subpoenaing the people that folks like Greg Jarrett and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity are revealing on national news to be utterly corrupt. Here it is. Here's Greg Jarrett, Fox News. Robert Mueller, this is what's on the front page of Fox News now. Robert Mueller and his politically biased team of prosecutors need to go. And what I love about this is, you know, Greg Jarrett's a news reporter, and this is very bold for him to put out an editorial piece like this. This is unusual for a reporter. And it's evidence, not that Greg Jarrett is not an impartial reporter. He is very much. He's a tremendous reporter. It's evidence that this is so egregious that even a very impartial reporter like Greg Jarrett has to shout about it. Special counsel Robert Mueller has sabotaged his own investigation, he writes, of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He has only himself to blame for ruining what could have been a credible probe. As I will document below, Mueller deliberately assembled a team of partisans with a history of political bias who appear determined to undo the results of the 2016 presidential election and drive President Trump from office. Strong opening paragraph. Because Mueller improperly stacked the deck of his special counsel staff with biased crusaders, he transformed what was supposed to be an impartial investigation into an illegitimate and seemingly corrupt one. Strong language, calling the former director of the FBI corrupt. Why do I like that? Pretty good. To restore integrity, Attorney General Jeff Sessions should unrecuse himself, you listening, Jeff, from the case for the limited purpose of cleaning up Mueller's mess. There is no law that prevents the Attorney General from doing this. Sessions should remove, next step, all of the partisans on the special counsel staff, and I'll put in parentheses there, that means all of them, by the way, and Congressman Steve King, Congressman Steve King says that on television yesterday. He said, it's all of them. It's not some of them. It's all of them from top to bottom. And replace Mueller with someone who can bring a measure of neutrality and objectivity to the matter. This is vital as a matter of justice and simple fairness and would give Americans trust and confidence in the outcome of the investigation. There are plenty of highly skilled and qualified lawyers across America who have no particular political axe to grind. Mueller could have and should have hired them for his special counsel team to gather and evaluate evidence in a neutral and objective manner. Had he done so, we'll skip that a little bit, go down, time constraints. Mueller selected from the ranks of the FBI an agent by the name of Peter Strzok, Strzok, to serve as his top investigator. Wasn't a secretary. Strzok has since been exposed for his numerous texts disparaging President Trump and supporting Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. While Strzok was removed from the special counsel case in July, Mueller, the FBI, and the Department of Justice spent months covering up the true reason behind the agent's departure. But Peter Strzok is not the Lone Ranger. And we'll interject here. By the way, Peter Strzok, how dirty is Peter Strzok? He's in on everything. He was in on the Clinton email case. He was in on the Russian dossier. He's in on Uranium One. He's in on everything. And he's dirty on everything. He's not the Lone Ranger, however. Eight of the lawyers on the special counsel staff are Democratic donors. Five of them gave money to the campaign of Hillary Clinton. Some have connections to Clinton's associates and the Clinton Foundation. And by connections, how about this? Jeannie Rhee, one of these dirty staffers, was the attorney for the Clinton Foundation. Come on. This cannot be a mere coincidence. It must have been by design. It is no surprise that Mueller would be capable of unscrupulous maneuvers. Oh, I like that language. He's talking about the former director of the FBI. And of course, what this is all leading to, Greg Jarrett agrees with this. This is what he's saying. The FBI has been corrupted by people, including Robert Mueller and James Comey. It has been turned into, Sean Hannity's terms, word, it has been weaponized as a political tool. No longer the Federal Bureau of Investigation, of impartiality, of justice, of rule of law. No longer that. Now it is a weaponized tool of the left. And Newt Gingrich, coming to the same conclusion, said this imperils freedom, the rule of law, justice, the Constitution, all of that in mortal peril, if it is not stopped right now. Because why would that be? Well, how powerful is the FBI? If you, as a political ideologue like Barack Obama, if you have in your hands a weaponized tool with the powers of the FBI, what could you do to America? Yeah, well, I mean, Mueller or Comey's role becomes that of Lavrenti Beria. That's what the KGB was, a weaponized FBI. That's exactly what the KGB or the Cheka or the NKVD under the different names in which it flew. But that's exactly what that was in the USSR, in Bolshevik Soviet Russia. And of course, that was the organization that terrorized the Russian people. And that's what we have. The fact that, like, all these lawyers donated to Democrats and so on. That's important, but I mean, it's nothing compared to the fact of who they actually are. They didn't just donate thousands of dollars to Hillary. No, they were attorneys for Hillary. Attorneys, get this. Here's the latest one to surface. Justin Cooper. Who is Justin Cooper? He's the guy who installed Hillary Clinton's private server. Now, is that guy dirty? Does that guy know something? The IT guy who installed her server, was it in her basement, in her home? Totally illegal, everything about that. There are House and Senate committees that have wanted to talk to Mr. Justin Cooper. They haven't been able to. Why? Because a man named Aaron, an attorney named Aaron Zebley, Zebley, personal attorney for Justin Cooper, has stood between Cooper and these investigative bodies that are subpoenaing him and want to talk to him. They can't get to him. Zebley has stopped them. Well, how does that get even more interesting? Guess who Robert Mueller hired on his staff as his right-hand man? We now find out it's Aaron Zebley. Way to go, Bob Mueller. That was just a coincidence? I don't think so. Got a little break coming up here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the should.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things, and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you
get ahead.
Hump,
you got to hump and get it. We're back, folks. Merle Haggard, Darrow, sad he's not with us to enjoy all of these wonderful things that are happening. Talking about the second topic we want to talk about today, and we can add others if, that you may come up with, and that being the implosion of the Mueller probe. And how important is this? Like the Moore election, how important is that? Normally, one Senate race would not be all that crucial, but this one is. And the Mueller probe, normally a probe would not be earth-shaking, but this one, of course, is earth-shaking because the point is to topple Donald Trump, to reverse the outcome of your 63 million votes in electing Donald Trump. And the deep state, these dirtied up people are involved from start to finish of this. I gave you the example of this newest one that surfaced here, Aaron Zebley, personal attorney for Justin Cooper, who personally installed Hillary Clinton's totally illegal private server. And the what does that guy, Justin Cooper, know? And now what is the Mueller function here? Mueller is the fox guarding the hen house. Mueller is in charge of investigating. His purpose is to prevent an investigation of the crimes that really occurred, crimes committed by people like Bob Mueller, and to substitute for that the fabrication of crimes that never occurred, and with those false charges to destroy the Trump presidency. At this, why would anybody be so audacious as to try such a project? Because they had the transmission belt of information in their hip pocket. They had the media in their pocket. So in the past, they've been able to fabricate things and get away with it. They're used to that. Thank goodness for us folks, us little small time new media, and thank goodness for in the big media, people like Sean Hannity, who have prevented this. What is it? It's a coup d'état by Bob Mueller from working. Let's go back to this essay, this great essay. From Greg Jarrett. It's a name, not a household word, but he'll become that. Greg Jarrett is really good. He says, as I explained, I'm skip down here a little bit. As I explained in previous columns, the special counsel statute requires Mueller to recuse himself if he has, quote, a personal relationship with any person substantially involved in the investigation or prosecution, unquote. And that's from the Code of Federal Regulations 28452. And that these regulations define a personal relationship as a friendship normally viewed as likely to induce partiality. Well, Robert Mueller has that with just about everybody he's appointed, all of whom are dirty in that or other ways. The Mueller-Comey friendship is well documented and indisputable. James Comey. The two have long been friends, allies, and partners in what has been described as a mentor-protege relationship. Yet Mueller rejected the law and his ethical duty. Under the Code of Professional Responsibility, even the appearance of a conflict of interest is forbidden. And these guys know that very, very well. One cannot help but wonder whether Mueller is determined to exact retribution for the firing of his friend. Did Mueller deliberately stack his staff? Of course he did. And we'll get to that answer, and hopefully some phone calls from you right after this break.
Keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit.
My pushing on set. Mixtures bridge.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We do have one caller on the line, Paul in Arizona. We'll get to you, Paul, in just a moment. I want to just add a couple more logs to the fire here on the Bob Mueller corrupt team. Thank goodness this is coming unglued. It's so nefarious that it is a little bit complicated. There are a lot of unfamiliar names for people to remember, but all of these people are acting criminally, starting with Bob Mueller himself as the head of it. This is criminal behavior. Now, listen to this. Listen to this language here. I'm going from a Greg Jarrett column. I'm using Greg Jarrett because he's a legal scholar and authority, and he's at the very top. He's got great sources, what he concludes is authoritative. He says here. As former federal prosecutor Sidney Powell writes in a recent column, one can surmise that Mueller, Comey, and Mueller, Comey, and Rosenstein, who previously worked for Mueller, hatched this plan for Mueller to be special counsel, if not prior to Comey's termination, then immediately after it. Once Mueller seized the reins of power, he summoned the equivalent of a hit squad, as Powell describes it, and as also Greg Jarrett describes it. So think about that, folks. What these folks are saying, and I believe this is the case, this is the only logical explanation for what has occurred. Mueller, James Comey, was just fired by President Trump as the head of the FBI, and Rosenstein, who is now employed as Jeff Sessions' number two and is effectively in control of this investigation because Jeff Sessions made the understandable but really foolish mistake of recusing himself, thinking he lived in a Boy Scout world where there's honor among men, and he could recuse himself and another man would step in and honorably discharge the responsibility of investigating. Silly of Jeff Sessions to think we live in such a world. He knows that now. But Greg Jarrett makes the point. He can unrecuse himself. Come on, Jeff, unrecuse yourself. And he can appoint an actual, impartial, great legal mind to conduct an actual, impartial investigation of the Russiagate, which, as far as we can tell, is a nothing burger, ain't nothing there. And that's all that Mueller has come up with, by the way, is a nothing burger. He indicted this guy, what's his name? Papadopoulos, a nobody having nothing to do with Trump. He indicted Paul Manafort, also, on matters having nothing to do with Donald Trump. And he indicted Mike Flynn on not telling the full truth about a legal action that Flynn took. In other words, there's no underlying crime. There is no crime. It's a procedural indictment. It's like walking. What is jaywalking when you walk across the street in the center of the street? Imagine if a cop put his lights on and sped down the street to find you or followed you to your house and wrote you a ticket for jaywalking, and then the FBI came in and threatened you with 60 years in jail. That's what they threatened Mike Flynn with. 60 years in jail for jaywalking, and also threatened one of your children with time in jail. That's what this amounts to. Jaywalking. Actually, jaywalking is illegal. What Mike Flynn did, which is talk to the Russian ambassador Kislyak, is not only legal, it's recommended. It's admirable. It deserves a Nobel Prize discussing improving relations with Russia before and after Donald Trump was sworn in. That's a noble activity, pardon the pun. And the, let's go on. This is strong language. This is not your usual column from a news reporter. Andrew Weissman, one of the top prosecutors working for Mueller on the Russia investigation, has clear anti-Trump sentiments. These were revealed this week in the form of an email obtained by Judicial Watch. And they go through this. He's all dirtied up. Now, I want to get to this. This may be new for you. Weissman is a notorious lawyer known for abusive tactics. He has a reputation for weaponizing the law in a ruthless, unprincipled quest to convict. He's been accused of hiding evidence and threatening witnesses. Innocent people have been victimized by him. His biggest cases were reversed by higher courts. As a federal prosecutor, Andrew Weissman drove the accounting firm Arthur Anderson out of business, costing tens of thousands of people their jobs, only to have the convictions reversed unanimously by the U.S. Supreme Court. That legal smackdown by the high court underscores what a wrongful prosecution Weissman pursued. But Weissman was undeterred. He went after Merrill Lynch executives, putting behind bars and destroying their lives, only to have that case also reversed, this time by the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, let me show you what a dirtball Andrew Weissman is. Let's go to the article on Arthur Anderson. Remember that name, Arthur Anderson? One of the most prestigious names in accounting, famous for their integrity, their whole growth, fueled by that reputation. All right, let's go to the Wikipedia article on Arthur Anderson. Employees. Oh, no, here it is right here. Employees of the company. In today, 200. No, as of 2007, approximately 200. As of 2007. I don't know if they even exist today. In 2002, they had 85,000 employees. It's not tens of thousands, folks. It's 85,000 men and women, breadwinners for their families, fired because of one man and his unethical behavior, Andrew Weissman. His conviction, won by unethical means, destroying Arthur Anderson. Can you imagine ruining the lives of 85,000 people? Would you ever show your face in public again? Would you go off to an island somewhere and just spend your time, you know, in hiding? Any decent person would. And would you apologize? Would you be ashamed of yourself? Not Andrew Weissman. How is he still practicing law? Let's go to the legal case here. Where is it? Arthur Anderson versus, here it is here. Arthur Anderson versus the United States. Let me go to the reversal here. Unanimous, 9-0 Supreme Court decision, finding Andrew Weissman completely wrong. In a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court, Arthur Anderson's conviction was overturned. Chief Justice William Rehnquist wrote the opinion, was joined by all associate justices. So left-wingers, right-wingers, all of them. In the court's view, the instructions allowed the jury to convict Anderson without proving that the firm knew it had broken the law or that there had been a link to any official proceeding. The instructions were so vague, the court wrote, that they simply failed to convey the requisite consciousness of wrongdoing. And it goes on. They were aghast. This was John Stevens, Sandra Day O'Connor, and Antonin Scalia, Anthony Kennedy, David Souter, Clarence Thomas, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Stephen Breyer, who reversed that. So let's go to that, and we'll go back to let's go to our caller here. Paul in Arizona, can you hear my voice? You're on the air. Okay, Laura in Michigan. Paul, come back. We lost you. Please call back in. Laura, you're on the air.
Hi, James.
Hi, Laura.
I wanted to tell you how important it is for Donald Trump to be in office and appoint Supreme Court justices. Friday, I watched all the proceedings of the Supreme Court when they were in the case of the Colorado cake baker versus the sodomite wedding. And you should have seen Sotomayor and Ginsburg. They totally changed the whole case. They were given hypothetical questions. They changed it to KKK, blacks and Jews. And that's not what that case was about at all.
Yes.
And I was just so upset to see how bad they were.
Well, yes. Our freedom, Laura, does hang by some thin threads, like appointments such as Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. It's hard to say such as because there's so few. to compare it to. And without these, if we had a bunch of Ruth Bader Ginsburgs and Sotomayors at the top of the Supreme Court, and we had people like Mueller and Comey running the FBI, I mean, imagine how bleak our situation looked just a couple years ago, Laura, with Obama controlling the presidency and, about to make a number of appointments to the Supreme Court. Wow. were we in big trouble. And remember how bleak it looked to us. And all we had as a prospect of hope was, you know, I'm saying this, folks, sarcastically, was the hope that maybe Jeb Bush would be elected president. or Marco Rubio, or, you know, any of these other people. And then suddenly, out of the sky, out of the blue, down an escalator in that golden Trump Tower, appears with Melania on his arm, Donald Trump. And the and he just starts, speaking the truth, speaking exactly what we're all thinking. He started it on that day. I think it was in June of 2015. I can say this, that the chairman of the American Freedom Party, Bill Johnson, and I, we were sat together listening to Donald Trump in 2011 at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. And Donald Trump was trying. He actually said on the stage, "I'm running for president," in 2011. This is right before Rand Paul was scheduled to speak. We were sitting there waiting for Rand Paul. As a surprise speaker, Donald Trump comes on the stage and says, "I'm running for president." I don't think Bill Johnson and I were listening carefully enough. I don't really remember all of the things that Donald Trump said. I should go back and listen to the recording. He may have been saying then the things he said when he came down the escalator in June of 2015. But Bill and I didn't get it. Pardon me for speaking, Bill, speaking for you. I didn't get it. I don't think Bill did either. I think it's fair to say that. We didn't appreciate that this man who can save our republic, save our people, was trying to do that. Go ahead, Laura.
I can sum up that case in one sentence. It was a cake baker who was a Bible-believing Christian who felt that for him to help with this wedding, he was aiding and abetting an abomination and a perversion. And that was up to him, a private business, not to be have to do that. But they just made about everything else but that.
Yes.
What if there's two men want to get married and they're on a military base in the middle of nowhere and this is the only bakery that can make a cake? Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it.
That's how
ludicrous it was. I really suggest to people to go to the C-SPAN archives and look up this case. It's Friday. And listen to it and how horrible these people are there on the Supreme Court.
Yeah. And of course, Laura, in the America that we remember, you're not old enough to remember this, but in the America that that Bill Johnson and I remember, and all of us that are, you know, older, a little bit older, we remember the 50s and the 60s. In that America, so recently, the idea, you know, somebody would supervise what you as a baker of a bakery, what customers you can refuse. That's unimaginable that the federal government would get involved. It'd be laughable, you know. Yeah, that was your bakery. You could say to anybody that walked in the door, "Hey, I don't like the way your mother dresses you. Leave my establishment." That was perfectly legal. Nothing. That's your business. And this guy actually has a high moral and ethical reason. He just in that America, Laura, you didn't need a good reason to tell somebody to leave your business, or that you didn't want their business. But he actually he shouldn't have to defend himself, but he actually had a high moral defense for not wanting to bake a cake for people he thought were violating God's law and nature. And he did not want to be. He did not want to be a part of that. He did not want to be dragged into, creating a beautiful cake for this violation of his deepest principles and his deepest allegiance, his allegiance to God being deeper than his allegiance to a constitution or the country or anything else. So that's, and exactly to have some kind of a mental flyweight like Sotomayor, somebody who should not be on any kind of a judicial panel of any kind, come up with that. What if they were in the middle of the ocean, two soldiers? Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, as if Sotomayor is actually concerned about the well-being of America's fighting men. Right.
Right, exactly. But I just felt so horrible how stupid those people were and how biased. And now Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas didn't ask any questions. It was mostly Ginsburg and Sotomayor. So I don't know, maybe they made up their mind. I'm sure how they're going to vote.
Well,
or cake baker. But
thanks,
really,
Laura.
Everybody should listen to it.
Thanks, Laura.
Bye-bye.
As always.
Thanks.
All right. Little break, folks, and we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. Stand up and say so.
say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. We're gonna stand up and say so. I know you're lying, cause your lips are moving. There's no use trying, cause you ain't improving. My opinion of you, it's time that you should pack up and go.
No fact. And you know, the detail, the level of detail in the taking apart of the Bob Mueller, why do I call him Bob? You know, just call him Robert Mueller, you know, he's, whatever the name that's going to appear on his prison uniform, his striped suit, because that's where he belongs. Robert Mueller. The taking a part of this investigation is kind of detailed. And you, the public, and me, you know, I'm the public too, we're going to be learning names that we probably shouldn't have ever known, you know, should have remained nameless people. But they actually have insinuated themselves in a corrupt cabal which took over the FBI. Didn't take over the Cleveland, well, I don't name any city or something, the Podunk Police Department. They took over the FBI with the extraordinary power that the FBI has, a dire, mortal threat to your country, to your freedom. And it now falls upon Donald Trump. Little did he know, I'm guessing, that the FBI that he was going to be the executive over was as dirty as it is. Just to show you how dirty it is, Donald Trump interviewed Robert Mueller for the job of being appointed by President Trump to be again the head of the FBI. That's how sort of blind Donald Trump was flying. He was actually interviewing Robert Mueller to be his appointed head of the FBI after the firing of James Comey. And what did Robert Mueller do the next day? As he was interviewing with Donald Trump, he knew that the next day he was going to accept the offer from Rod Rosenstein to be the head of the Russiagate special counsel investigation. Mueller was sitting, I guess, in the Oval Office with President Trump, concealing from him. Obviously, Mueller, you don't appoint somebody to be a special counsel with extraordinary powers and an unlimited budget in, you know, an hour or a day. That took weeks for Rod Rosenstein to engineer that. Obviously, lots of conversations with Robert Mueller. So Robert Mueller knew that the next day, following his interview with President Trump, he would accept the position of investigating President Trump. Talk about corrupt. Stay tuned. We'll be back with some calls after this.
Don't stop.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.